This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening. Good evening. And welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight, we will be talking about ancestry. And ancestry helps you understand your genealogy. Many ancestry tests take you back generations and allows you to trace your family back much farther than traditional genealogy records. You can go into much deeper detail about your family with some of the tests. You may be able to find out where your family came from, and in some situations, you can even find out when your family arrived in certain locations. While the main draw is ancestry, you can also use DNA testing to uncover important health information and learn about what traits you inherited from your parents. And you might discover relatives that you didn't know you had. So that's kind of interesting, I thought. And as I was reading, I read that they were telling you to check a test when you're purchasing it and buy from a company that protects your data. Find a test that reveals when and where your ancestors appeared. And follow the science and the genetic experts. How long since this past year have we heard, follow the science. So anyway, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Mr. Coleman.
Good evening, Jenny White. How are you this fine Friday evening?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm good. TGIF.
I know
that's
right.
So we're talking about ancestry.
Oh, yeah. And right now I'm introducing our guest this evening is Miss Audra. Audra, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show and telling us about ancestry, and I know we're going to get a lot of information tonight. So first, can you just give us a little snippet about who you are? Who is Audra? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wonderful. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Audrey Whitaker,
okay. And
I, yes, that's okay. I can go by Audra today. I'm totally fine with that.
You know where I got that? I'm sorry. I got it from Big Valley. I'm sorry.
I'll take Audra.
Okay. Sorry about that, Audrey.
No problem. Well, I hail from Northwest Indiana, and I just want to say I've been doing family history for about 7 years. You know, my purpose in wanting to go after family history or start researching my own family is because I just had a lot of questions about who was my mother and what made her, and wanted to understand some of the trends I was seeing in my own family. And so I kind of heard about from another family member that there was a local genealogy group, and I started to attend, and I just learned what it meant to really study family history. And since then, I have connected with some ancestors of mine. Gosh, I was telling one of my aunts the other day, I'm connected with a sixth cousin. We're really good friends. Okay. You know,
I wonder
this has
who
been,
that could be.
Well, you know, that actually it's a one on my grandmother's side. So this has been the journey for me in terms of the search that I've been after, just to understand more about myself and then more about what shaped my family. And that's what I'm here to talk about today.
Okay, that's a good thing. And we're so glad to have you here. And how important do you think it is to know about your history?
I mean, it's just like looking in the mirror and seeing a blank. You know, it's so critical because I don't know if you can really see yourself if you don't know much about your family. And I say that one, I understand myself more as I've done more family research, but as I've worked with others, there's so much that people want to know about their family, then it uncovers their real person and some of the pains and hurts that they may be experiencing from not knowing who they are or not feeling validated because they didn't know a certain part of themselves. So it's so critical to knowing who you are when you begin to know your family and the story of your family.
Okay,
well,
so,
I have a question. No, go ahead, Jenny.
No, you go ahead. I forgot it now.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, my question was, in your journey, which I'm sure never ends, you know, several questions actually, but what have you found out about yourself by being able to trace your relatives? What do you know about yourself now that you didn't when you started the journey 7 years ago?
That's a very good question. So, as you said, the journey is continuing. It is perpetual. But I guess the one thing I learned about myself is my mother's mother, so my maternal grandmother was a very I didn't know her that well. She passed away when I was 9. What I remember about her is that she was mean. That's all I remember.
Okay.
But as I got into the records, I actually understood that she wasn't a mean woman. She had life hurts, and that allowed me to have a lot more understanding for some things that people may be carrying and we may be carrying that may sometimes it's hard to talk about. Sometimes we miss some critical opportunities in our life, and we, you know, we have those shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And sometimes time, you know, we don't always recover time. Sometimes it's not always about that. So I think I look back at her, you know, a recover opportunity that could have really changed the shape of things. So I look back at her story in particular, and I have so much more compassion than I ever had before, because I just thought she was just very mean. So that's one thing I've learned. The other thing I think is not just learning, but it's reinforced. I guess these are things that I knew were within my immediate family. But when I saw it in the broader family, it was just reinforced, like, oh, wow, this is not just something that happens here. This is something that happens within our entire family. So I'll give you an example, and I was telling Jenny about this earlier this week. Back in 2019, my mom said to me, I want to go to down to Georgia, where I used to go in the summer with my dad and see some of my cousins. And I'm like, okay, Mom. What do you want me to do? How am I going to do that? So I talked to my aunt, and she ends up telling me about some folks that she knows in the family, and I didn't know any of these folks. But I got connected with one of the persons, and she put me in connection with someone else. And I said, hey, my mom wants to come down and see, you know, some of her cousins she used to see when she was younger, when she came here with her dad. And we just kind of want to gather with 10 people and say hello and, you know, just connect. Well, when we got down there, it was actually over 50 people at the house.
Wow.
And Yes, it was, and we ended up, you know, my immediate family, we are singers, and, you know, we are typically known for singing, but
okay.
Then we ended up singing at the house, and everybody could sing, and I said, oh my God.
Oh, that was live, all right. That was
yes,
a party right
so
there.
It was, and I would say, oh my God, this is not just a gifting within my, you know, my immediate family. This is
wow.
something that we
family.
Have in the whole family. And these were the from the oldest living
out.
Elders down to the youngest. So I can
wow.
say this is a value that we carry. And this
All
is
right.
our family. This is the Trimble family of Georgia. So
All right.
I'm very grateful.
Well, you know, a lot of times families can become distant and one relative doesn't, really stay around the family. And so then the children grow up not knowing members of the family and their children grow up knowing even less. So
that's true.
I think that it's important for family to stay connected. And and there are large families, you know, especially down south. That's what they do, you know. Mm-hmm. But up north, I mean, you know, you have large families up here as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think that with that journey, how far back in your history, in your family, have you been able to go? 1850, mm-hmm. 1860, further back?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. So I'll just give you I'll answer that in two ways. One, I'll give you what I've done in terms of the searches so far and which parents I've researched, right? So when I say parents,
okay.
or I'm talking about like a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a great-great. So those are,
okay.
I'm talking about parents, right? I have researched on both my mother's side, maternal and paternal, and both on my father's side, maternal and paternal. What
okay.
you'll see in genealogy, especially for African Americans, is that we do hit a wall because we were not recorded as people prior to 1865. And
that's
so you hit a wall in your research. If your ancestors were in slavery prior to, which most of us were, prior to 1865. So the census records are a great start to kind of go after 1865, 1870 census, and on and on. They're a great start to kind of research some of those family members because
okay.
as you get into the census records, what you find is you may find a birth certificate or you may find a death certificate, and they will have names, right? And they may have
mm-hmm.
names that we can't find in the census, like a name of a parent that we can't find in the census because maybe they were in slavery during their birth, but we may find
wow.
it on the death certificate, and that can
All
take
right.
us back and let us know who our ancestors were. So I'll say, on my mother's side, I'll just start with my mother. I'll start with her father's side. On her father's side, I start doing some research, and I have documents from former family reunions that have been given to me, and then I just started
okay.
finding what they call vital records throughout the census and other. Family search sites that I've worked at, so I've looked it through. So on her side, I have, and then I've gotten a lot of oral history from my mother's father's side, so my paternal, my grandfather's side, my maternal grandfather. I got a lot of oral history because those elders are still living. So that's been a benefit, right? When you have elders still living, you can interview them and you can get the information because they probably have seen or lived with many of those ancestors. So
All right.
I ended up getting a lot of information from one of my older elders on my grandfather's side who gave me who his great-grandparents were. So they would be my great-great-grandparents. So I have that information, and then I have, and that's prior to 1865, right? These are folks born prior to 1865.
Wow.
And so,
okay.
and then also, My actual grandfather's father, I know that in doing my own research that his father was born in the mid-1800s, right? So we have, you know, folks born in the early 1800s there. And then that's on my my grandfather's side. Now go over to my maternal grandmother. I have done research to her, my grandmother's grandmother. So that's like, you know, she was born in the early, I mean, probably right outside of slavery. Yes, okay. My grandmother's grandmother, right? So I've done that. And then
that's
just, let's just, yeah. And then, my grandmother wasn't raised with her father. So we ended up finding a lot of information about her father's family through a family funeral that we went to, and turns out, folks are related. So from there, I've been able to learn a lot about his family. So I'm actually starting to do a lot of research there with that side, my grandmother's maiden name, her father, and his family. So that's where I'm doing a lot of my research now. And then back on my father's side, and let me just say this too. There are people on my grandfather's side, maternal grandfather's side, that have helped in the research. Like if you work through different sites, people, you can link up with whatever someone else is doing. So that's been able to happen with some of the research that I've done. I'm very grateful on my father's side. My aunt does a lot of, she was a genealogist as well, and still is a genealogist for quite some time. So, and that side, my father's maternal side, that family has done their genealogy into slavery. So we have those records. We have the folks who were in slavery and the number of children they had while they were in slavery, and then we have those subset of children after slavery. So we have that on my father's maternal side. On my father's paternal side, so his father's side, which I'm researching. Actually, I probably have gone further on that side than anyone. I've gotten into the 1700s with that side because they just had good records in the system, and not just on his. So that's just my father's father's mother, and her side. I've been able to go back to the 1700s.
Wow, that's now in. How are you getting records in the 1700s? What? How are those census records, or what are? What kind of?
Yeah, they're census records. Most of this has been through Family Search, which is a free site, you know. And I've researched through that, and it's been able to, again, looking at those documents, seeing who was a parent of who. And then again, my aunt has helped me with that too. She has done some deep research there as well. So she's helped me pull out some more names.
Okay, very good. Well, how does that make you feel to be so connected to your family and actually be able to call off your grandmother's grandmother by name? I mean, you know, how does that make you feel as far as someone who knows where they come from, at least a lot more than a lot of people do? A lot of people, you know, haven't made the effort, and some, you know, just haven't gotten back that far for whatever reason. How do you feel knowing your history like that?
That's a very good question. And, you know, this is the biggest thing that I learned in terms of, you know, being able to connect with those, you know, those great-great-grandparents. They're people. You know, we talk about back then. It's like they were actually living people in the context of the U.S. or wherever they were from, and they had everyday life and everyday struggle, and they're not just a name. They're a living.
But
everything just kind of came alive to me. They were living through these things, right? And so, and then, you know, the biggest thing I learned is that as much as we think that 1865 was a long time ago, a lot of stuff is not a long time ago.
That's
it's
true.
Amazing
All right.
how a lot of stuff just gets pushed. It gets translated down, even patterns that we do, you know, conversations that we have, how we say things, how we do things. A lot of that stuff is getting passed down from our ancestors, but we just don't know about it. So we think that things are so far apart and so far away, and they're really not. And as you look back, like, for instance, and I was telling Jenny this earlier, okay, her grandfather was born, you know, let's just say he was born in, let me give you the right around the exact date. So let's just say he was born in the 1870s, right? John Trimble, he was born in about the 1870s. Well, you know, when we researched, his father was born before slavery, probably in the 1830s or 40s. That's not that far away, because knew her grandfather, and he knew his father. You know, we're not too far connected from those past family members. So I think those are the two things I've learned.
I think you.
And
Jenny,
did you want to mention that his was it his grandfather that was white?
His father.
His father.
Yep, okay. His father, yes.
Who's,
John Trimble's
father. John Trimble's father was white? Okay, well, I mean, I guess that was probably the elephant in the room. You know, I probably should have asked that question if you, you know, had any white people in your family.
I think
a lot of white people got a lot of black people in theirs, too. They don't want to admit to.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is what I was telling Jenny, and Jenny, I'm going to talk about this from my father, because I'm going to confirm with John Trimble, but I'm going to talk about this from my father, because this is the elephant in the room, seriously.
Wow.
My father's father was biracial. His father was said to be white, and he married my maternal grandmother, who was said to be Indian. So his siblings all came out, like his older sister, she came out very fair-skinned. And then one of his brothers actually may have passed for being white.
All right. That's pretty nice.
That relationship, though, they were married. You know, he was, and so this is why I'm saying, you know, we thought that he was white. Well, as I get more into the records, I see that he's biracial. He's passing for white. On some of his documents, in his records, he has two Social Security numbers, and he has a black Social Security number, and he has two birthdays. I'm sorry. He has a black birthday and a white birthday. Okay.
Well, you got good credit with that white birthday. That white birthday got good credit cards.
I have a caller that wants to ask a question or make a comment.
Sure.
Okay, caller. Hello.
And how are you, Jenny White? How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, and our co-host, Mr. Coleman, and our honored guest. You know, you really sparked something inside of me, you know, of our guests. I was thinking of this, you know, we're having such a big battle over, you know, the religious rights and should churches be open during this time, the pandemic. So this one popular minister, white minister, he was saying this. He made a statement. He said, listen, why do you keep talking about your ancestors? It's not about your ancestors. It's about what you're doing, you know. But see how important it is for us to know about our ancestors. And I was thinking the Bible is written based on people talking about their ancestors and their dealings with God. You know, this is, the whole Bible
That's
is
true.
Written like that to
That's
try to
true.
Show us an example. Yeah. And so as you were talking, I was thinking of my family now. My grandmother, my mother's mother, and her father, they're hearing impaired. They're deaf mutes, okay? Come to find out that my grandfather, okay, his mother was a slave, okay? But he had another brother who was a deaf mute. Both of them born the same, you know, they were from this slave woman. She had two children who were hearing impaired, deaf mutes. And so it shows, you know, just to see how things go, you wonder if it's going to happen to you, okay? It seems like it's in our genes. So then what happens is my grandfather, you know, he came to Detroit His brother went to Chicago. Okay, now, they started having, my grandmother and grandfather had 10 children, really 10 or 11 children. One died, the last time my grandmother had a baby, she had two children. One died in her body, but the other one lived, okay? And so then all her children, all of us, you know, they started having children. Their children started having children. And nothing showed up until the last baby son, who he started having children. And he had a son. And that son, it skipped a generation, but that son turned out to be a deaf mute. So it's in the genes, you know. Mm. You have to.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, crazy about him anyway. You know, he was a nut. But to just to go to
bring
show
up a
you
very
what's there,
point.
It's that, you know, you don't know what's there. Now, my cousin is the one who loves it. Yeah, she loves studying that. You know, she said her grandmother told her, you always better know who your people is, no matter if they're the worst thing. Know who your people is. Mm-hmm. She said, because I was, her grandmother was born a twin, but she said her name was Bessie Mae, and then it was Sessie Mae. She said, I never knew what happened to my sister, and they wouldn't tell, you know, but the woman raised me, but I didn't know, you know, where my sister is. Know where your people is. And so my cousin is a bandit about learning our history. In fact, she's keeping everybody on their toes, especially doing Black history. We were putting pictures on and all of this, all the way back to, you know, but she has traced it all the way back to the 1830s. And
there's
someone
in the family. All right.
She's been eating up with it. And she keeps talking about our history and all of this. And what's exciting about it is, like my sister, my oldest sister, come to find out, she's been married 55 years. She has been her marriage has lasted longer than everybody's marriage. You know, when you trace it back to 1830, you know, she has had the longest time of being married. In other words, help me say this, you know, and she compares all that. And then the young man that was born a deaf mute, he ended our generation right there. And then everybody started having children after children. And you wonder where this is going to show up. Well, if he has a child, will that child be a deaf mute? Although his father wasn't, you know. You wonder how it's showing up in the male line. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's very important. You see all this outworking. Now, on my father's side, when she started doing on my father's side, sometimes you wonder how come, you know, they act so crazy, you know. Come to find out, in our study, we found out that he saw his brother lynched. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, he saw his brother lynched. His brother was a businessman, had a business going in the South. And, you know, the man wouldn't pay him and stuff and lied on him. They throwed him in jail and stuff, and they pulled him out, and he saw his father, his brother lynched, you know. And then he got in trouble down there. You know how a lot of young men had to leave the South because they were trying to kill him and stuff. He went through all of this, you know. But you start to find out just why people act a certain way, you know. You don't know what they've been through.
Yeah,
and it's a good thing
to
know, you know, if you understand, because then you can have some empathy for them as to what they had to actually face in order to survive, you know. But it's something that's exciting. I know all my kids were, they're adopted, but the agency started to make, when they were in foster care, you had to keep a photo ID of everything, all these children, and keep a record so they would have something to look at to know that they're here and they have some people, you know. You had to keep all that. And I still have their books even now. So it's important that you know who you are. It helps them to know that they weren't a weed growing up, you know, and to the background that they, you know, it helps. And one thing they're starting to do now, as an adopted child, once you get of age, you can petition those records that the agency has kept on you to find out your entire family. You can go back and look for your people if that's what you want.
Okay.
That's very important. And I do applaud you for looking into, you know, going through making it your desire to find out just who we are and what has happened. You know, it's very important. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you.
Well, that was a good point you had made, because I was thinking when you go back, then you find out if someone was ill or if it's something that can be hereditary, just like you said, what you had. So I think that's a good thing. If you know your history, I think everyone should know their histories. But I have a question, Miss Audrey. What do you think about the DNA test? I mean, do you think they work well? Or because I've known people that have used them, but there was no connection. They didn't know, you know, the people that, you know, that they were supposedly, I guess, related to. How does that work?
That's a very good question. And let me just say, if I can make one comment to what the former guest said. We have to, and I was talking to one of my family members about this earlier today. It's one thing to know about who we see as our heroes in history, but does that inspire me? Can I go do that? But, you know, I was giving the example to my family member. If you look at Martin Luther King, he was off about three or four generations of ministers, right? It's in his family.
Yeah,
it was in his DNA. But what's in your DNA? So it's about telling your story, right? We have to know what's in our DNA. So getting back to your question about DNA testing, a lot of people actually do DNA testing, so I don't knock it. But what I've learned with DNA testing is, and we can, you know, if anyone wants to talk to me offline, you can always set up a consultation with me and I'll go into the details. But there are several DNA tests. As a foundation, DNA testing works off of your maternal side, but so primarily it's looking, most DNA tests are going to give you feedback on four generations, okay? So that's the underlining of DNA test, and it's also your maternal side. So they're looking at the DNA structure primarily through the mothers, right? So, you know, for me, it will be up to four generations. That will be my great-great-grandmother. And so that's where most people are. So, you know, if it's someone in their 20s, well, I'm just giving you a – if it's someone in their 20s, chances are they'll probably find somebody in their DNA. They'll probably find most folks in their DNA, to be quite honest. But if it's an elder person, what I'm learning, especially if they could be African-American or even probably Latino, Hispanic, and things of that nature, but what I'm learning is that not everyone's sample is a part of that DNA pool, right? So you might get a DNA test that you may be looking for one of those mothers, but that mother doesn't show up. And so I often say it's good to have someone who understands genealogy. That's another thing I've learned too, is that people take DNA tests, but they don't know how to read the results. They don't know what the results are saying. So it's good to have someone there who understands genealogy, one, but then two, you have to know there's a limit with DNA. Like we hit a wall, especially African Americans, because of slavery. Again, if you have folks who were, they didn't go to the hospital, they weren't, you know, most of us, especially, you know, in slavery and right outside of slavery, we were born with midwives. So, oftentimes those records were not recorded. These are the, you know, samples and things like that that people would have used back in the day and put them into some large bank. And that's how they're able to, document your DNA. But if your family members were on the margins of society, it doesn't mean that your families are going, you're going to get the results that you're looking for in DNA. So I think it's DNA. I guess I'll sum that up to say DNA it can be a good thing, but I would say do DNA and do your research through your ancestry research, through whatever forms that you would do that through.
Well, I don't particularly like the, you know, spitting in a whatever it is you have to spit in. I'm just not good with that one, so I wouldn't ever do that one. Mm-hmm. But
well, they could probably use a strand of hair, or you know, blow your nose in a tissue. You know,
is that
what they there's other ways other than spitting, you know.
But when I was reading, they were saying, you know, make sure that you buy a test from a company that protects your data. So So I'm thinking that, I guess, if you know, everybody has a test now, right? So I'm saying if you don't get the right one, your information can be everywhere, although your information is probably everywhere anyway, you know. So
yeah,
I'm going to take a break right now, and then we'll come back. And this is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, president and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
We'll be back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
And we're back to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And tonight we're talking about ancestry. And my question is, how much of your ancestry do you know? So is there someone that would like to make a comment or ask a question? Then all you have to do is press the 1 on your phone and you will be streaming live and find out something about your ancestry, maybe. Okay, Miss Audrey?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you have something else that you wanted to share with us?
I think we have covered a lot today. I'm open to receiving any other questions. And I do want to, I guess the last thing I'll say based on the question we had before break is do your research on your on whatever DNA test that you'll want to do. There are some out there that are better than others. There are some that will focus on the paternal side as well. Most only go up to 4 generations, whether it's paternal or maternal. But just do your research. What you mentioned about protecting your data, that's critical. And then there are a lot of articles coming out about how they can take DNA and do all kind of weird stuff with it. So, you know, just make sure you're reading and you're aware of what the test that you're taking.
Yeah, I think you've got a point in regards to there are conspiracies regarding your DNA and, you know, what's actually being done with it. You know, some of the companies may be legitimate in finding your ancestors all across the nation. But in so doing, you've uh-huh. been able to find relatives on your mother's side of the family, as well as your father's. So with that.
So actually, I have never taken a DNA test. This is all from I love research. So this is all from research and then talking to elders in my family and meeting these people and then documenting everything. And that's like the hardcore genealogy in me, right? The genealogist in me. Getting down into the weeds. And doing it that way. So but I've worked with people who've taken DNA tests, so I can give you those examples from what I've seen.
Okay. What's your next, what are you looking for now? I guess is the question. What are you looking for now?
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to ask you, you know, with where you're at now, do you feel like you're at a roadblock? You can't go any further, or are you satisfied with the, you know, research you've gotten up to this point, or, you know, does your curiosity tell you that there's more that you can find, and that's what you're, you know, you're trying to do right now?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you ask a very good question, and so, I'll say yes. I felt like, because I consume this. Like, this is what I love to do. I consume, you know, genealogy. But I did feel like, you know, with anything, you can overdo it. And I felt like I had a little roadblock. So sometimes I just have to take a step back. But what I've learned, too, is that in taking that step back, I've been able to help. When I started helping others, I started seeing, oh, well, this is, because I'll say why I took a step back. I kind of got a little frustrated because my grandmother, my last living grandmother, just passed away in November. And I, thank you. She was, you know, a wonderful woman and, you know, loved her dearly. But she never knew who her grandmother was. And that's
wow.
One of the things I wanted to, and that was important to her. And
okay.
It was difficult. It's been difficult to find those records because her mother was raised by her grandmother. So I have, you know, I tried figuring out how to find, you know, who my great grandmother's parents were and what happened with them and why was she raised with her grandparents, and you know, I'm hitting dead end, so I just had to take a step back, right? Because it's a little. But I'm trying to do that to honor my grandmother's request and her desire, even though she's not here anymore.
Okay.
To honor that, because that's what she wanted to know. I think it would have given her more information about who she was and who her mother was, and maybe some of the pain that she saw. I mean, her mother was a great woman, but just, you know, maybe she probably thought that her mother may have been missing out because she didn't have a mother. She didn't know her mother, you know.
She probably
and
she
so
had issues with abandonment.
Exactly. So, you know, those are the things that I kind of, you know, that's my wall right now, is I really want to find those parents.
Okay.
That's my focus, is to find those folks. But then also, there's a whole lot of stuff about out there about Native Americans, and there's a lot of Native American ancestry that relates to African American ancestry. And I know from the oral history that some of my parents, some of those great grandparents were, you know, of Native American ancestry. And I kind of
okay.
Native American ancestry is very interesting. So I have to do a deep dive into really learning about if they were and how to validate that.
Okay, that's a genealogy site by itself, Native American ancestry.
I mean, I'm, you know what? That's a very good question. It's a hard topic to talk about, but go ahead.
I mean, yeah, I was just going to say that in looking for your mother's parents, have you been able to make any headway?
With my grandmother's parents? Well, this is actually my great-grandmother's parents.
Okay. Okay.
My great grandmother's parents. I just know their names, but I don't know anything else.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that you know, it gets more challenging, and I guess that's, you know, the whole excitement about it is, you know, the journey in finding your relatives and, you know, everything that you have to do to figure out those answers so that you can put another piece of the puzzle together.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sure it's the journey, and then once you find something, you know, that's the satisfaction and confidence to keep you going forward, because I know that I've uncovered some things as far as my relatives are concerned, and been able to go back on my father's side to his brothers, so my grandfather's brothers, and been able to connect with some of their brothers' children and offspring that hadn't known growing up. And so that's been interesting, you know, connecting with a lot of that side of my family. So, you know, in doing, you know, research on my mother's side of the family as well, it's, you know, it's good to know about relatives that, you know, wasn't familiar with. So genealogy and ancestry, I think, is very important, so that that information, the family lineage, is passed down by stories, because it can get lost. It can get lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then sometimes families don't have children, you know, so it stops, you know, the bloodline stops there sometimes. But when you're able to go back, I find it gratifying as well. So I'm sure, you know, everything you do in being able to put down your family tree, you know, gives you a better sense of being, and especially, you know, being able to help other people find, you know,
absolutely,
their family. Yes, I'm sure it's very gratifying. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Thank
you. What you think, Jenny White?
Well, I was just going to ask the question. She was raised by her grandmother, right?
My great-grandmother was, yes.
Did her grandmother tell her anything about, you know, her mother?
So actually, this was her paternal grandmother she was raised by. She was raised by her father's.
Okay.
Her father's grandmother. So
she knew about her father's side, right?
That's questions I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know, it seemed like I'm still piecing together the oral history. It seems like perhaps the parents may have passed away at the same time together. So these are things that I have to now start investigating, right? Like, what really happened? Because neither her mother or her father were living. So, and it was from a very young age. So I really don't know.
That can be very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, not knowing where you're from, who you're from, you know. When you look people up and you find people, sometimes, you know, that's a good thing. And you've met someone that shares the same blood as you. And what you don't want to do is meet someone who's kin to you, and then you guys fall in love. That could be the worst thing to happen, I guess. I don't know. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
You know,
dating
a
relative.
Yeah, that you want to find your people, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't want to marry your cousin. So.
Absolutely. And
okay,
Jenny,
you're on the limb by yourself.
Yeah. Okay, who would you
speak
say?
A little bit to the Native,
go ahead.
To the Native American side, I think you had mentioned there might be some sites out there, which what I'm really learning about is the U.S. government has a lot of information about the migration patterns and what was happening with Native Americans. I read a lot. I've started reading some of those sites. Of course, I look at a lot of documentaries about patterns and things of that nature that help give me context to that time. So that's kind of where I am when I talk about the Native American piece, because there's a lot to uncover with that.
That's true. I've done some studying in regards to the Indians and that migration, and how they, you know, begin to lose their land, and especially if they had mineral rights on, say, in Oklahoma, and, you know, the government had given away, you know, 160 acres to everybody, so that, you know, to the Native Americans and the people that were former slaves, so that they could, you know, annex the state. And in so doing, there were some scandals in regards to Indian people being tricked out of their mineral rights, even murdered. And I mean, you know, but that happened to, you know, some blacks as well. That's documented, you know, for oil rights. So genealogy, you know, you never know what you're going to find.
That's
you
true.
You know, you never know what you're going to find.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, like they say, you know, we can pick our friends, but we can't pick our family.
That's right. That's right.
That's
the sad
part. We can pick who we choose to deal with.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't pick who's related to us.
But,
so, yep. So how far have you been able to trace your family back, Jenny White?
Well, I was doing some ancestry, and they let me go so far, and then they started asking for money, and that's when I stopped. So I didn't go any further.
That's what a lot of people stop. Don't feel bad. After the trial period is over.
Well, yeah, right, but I wish I had gone farther. I mean, I would like to know how far back we could go. I'm sure there were slaves in the family. I mean, that's just a given, but you don't know. And I don't know. I would just like to. I shall complete that little situation. I have some help now. I can ask Audrey to help me.
Yeah. You sound like the ancestry expert. So
right.
That's good. You got to know the tricks and trades. Now, you said one of the sites was Family Search. Is that FamilySearch.com or what is it?
Yes, FamilySearch.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love Family because it's free. Family Search is free.
Can't beat that.
I love free.
That's
right.
Right.
I didn't know that. What's the name of it again?
FamilySearch.com.
Okay, they're going to put Ancestry out of business.
You know what? They're
not if you don't know about them.
That's true.
That's right.
They ain't going to put them out of business if you don't know about them.
Well, the cat's out of the bag tonight.
That's so
Ancestry.com advertises. So.
Yeah, I know all the time.
Family Search doesn't have the money because it's free. So that's why we don't know about it. It's the best kept secret. Now, everybody on the show knows tonight. Look up FamilySearch.com. You know,
yes,
find the relative.
I'm asking if you would like to ask a question or make a statement, you can just press the 1 on your phone. And we'd like to know, how do you feel about looking up your ancestors? How do you feel it? Do you want to or you don't? The only thing I hate about families that are separated is the fact that some of them are doing that on purpose. They, you know, had a fallout with somebody. That's the worst thing you can do, and you haven't spoken to them in 10 years.
Or
so,
longer.
Yes. Yes. Now that,
some people
I don't
speak again.
I know. And that is so sad. That is so sad. You know.
Yeah, and it's even worse when the kids, you know, get pulled into it and they can't, you know, associate, but I guess when you're grown, you can do whatever you want, but, you know.
But it's still, it's just, you know, you have to learn how to forgive now. Christ said, if you can't forgive others, then I can't forgive you for what you do. you know, somebody did something to you, I'll never talk to them again, and a lot of times the time goes by so quickly and you've forgotten what happened.
Forgotten why y'all not talking, huh?
Yeah. Somebody else said, well, what happened? What did they do or what did they say? Oh, man, you know, it's been a long time. I don't even remember. That's
right.
Foolishness. That's really, you know, those words should not come out of your mouth, especially if it's a sibling, you know.
None of us know how long we're going to be here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, everybody doesn't get along, you know. Some people don't want to get along. So, you know, I know, you know, family now, a few. You know, I mean, it's probably a whole bunch of them on the phone. You know, listening to the show, this family feud. You know, it ain't isolated. But it's just unfortunate.
I understand,
you know,
that. But
yeah,
I think
it's just unfortunate. Oh, man, there you go.
Oh, yeah. That
yeah,
was...
but that feud.
Oh,
because,
wow.
You know, they're racist. Yeah, they
well, they've been racist for years. That's all they know, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing new. And they say the media is racist, too. It made Piers,
oh, my gosh.
Quit his job.
Yes. I mean, you know, we're people, and we tend to do bad things.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, we're only human. George Michael made a song.
Yeah, but
I think that we feel more complete when we can trace our family back. I think the further back we can go, the more complete we feel, you know. And as you are able to delve deeper into it, finding out who your relatives are and being able to piece together a story.
Yeah, because somebody might have been a mayor or, you know, a president or something, had a business, you know, something like that.
Yeah, somebody made a great accomplishment, you know,
yeah,
that's true.
Right.
I believe we all have royalty in our blood.
Absolutely. You know, you might have had Aunt May. She was the princess of the cooking show, or, you know, anything. Don't just count people out, especially your families, you know.
Yeah,
we all know we say things that we shouldn't say. We all know that. Sometimes we do things that we should not do. We know that. But come on, somewhere down the line, because if you're not speaking to your sisters or your brothers, then their children aren't speaking to their cousins.
You know,
that's
can
true.
I make a comment?
You sure can.
Thank you. You know, we talked about the ancestry DNA test, and here's a positive, is that we know that as African Americans, a lot of our DNA is from Africa. And I think those DNA tests, they're breaking down, if they're good ones, you know, they'll break down what country or, you know, what part of Africa you have in your DNA, which I think is awesome. And I mentioned that to say, to what you were saying, Jenny, the reality that we survived. Everybody's story is so critical because we survived.
Yeah.
Whether we just lived on a day-by-day basis. We have some, and that's another part. I know somebody mentioned or asked me earlier, what else do I want to, what's my next hole or what am I looking at? I'm looking at those things that are uniquely who we are as people, and I see things that are uniquely African, and I see similarities, and I said, no matter what happened to us, we went through 400 years of trauma and word of spectrum, didn't know how to do anything, and all this and all that. And guess what? Those same customs are still with us. They never took French braiding from us. All of us can probably braid some hair. You know?
Okay,
all these things that we just got, they're in us.
And
yeah,
so I think
true.
that's the real story, that we are, that we survived. And we survived just as people. And it was God, meant and God ordained for us make it.
You know, you're right about that.
In spite of
that's
all God,
that's
right. Mm-hmm.
Would you say, Lou?
That's very good. That's a very good point. Very good point. I heard that with the DNA, when you send your samples in and things like that, I heard that it was under, it might be a law that after they use the DNA, they have to send to the central DNA, so it can be available so that if there are crimes committed, then they have your DNA on file. That's what I heard.
I heard that too.
But I didn't like that they can't do that. You know, you already in it, you know. And if they can trace it to you, you know, that's one thing. So I'm a little skeptical of that, you know.
That
but,
might
that's
be
what
the
I
reason
heard.
Why they started it.
That's true. We're going to help you find your people. We're going to find you, too.
And we're going to slap handcuffs on them.
Tell me about it, yeah.
Yeah,
DNA,
but you know,
yeah.
Wasn't it a family that just won millions of dollars? This was a family. A family, okay? And after the taxes and everything was taken out, they still had millions to spread, you know, within each other. So I'm going to get my family, and we're going to buy some tickets, and we're going to win, too.
I got five on it.
You have
more
than that.
On some scratch off. Oh, that ain't gonna give you a bunch.
No,
of
I don't want no scratch off.
You want the Powerball or the Mega Millions?
I bet you. You know what? Find some people, some relatives that won a lot of money, and see how many ancestors come out of the
water.
Oh, yeah, your relatives going to find
That's
you.
That's a good way to find relatives. That's
right.
A good one.
You ain't going to want to know all your relatives then.
Right.
Where did you say you came from?
Right.
Right.
I found you on Ancestry.com. They said you knew
right.
a lot of
our DNA says we're connected, right?
Right.
No,
yeah,
no, you got the wrong one. I'm
can
not
I borrow
the right
$1 million,
one.
Right.
No, my name is spelled a different way.
That is something,
yeah. That would really bring your relatives out of the woodwork.
Up to the floor, yeah, yeah.
You won't
That's
have to
true,
go to
man.
Family search or ancestor. Just win some money.
I look at Louis Gates, though, I wonder how he's able to get pictures of people from way, you know, if you can pay that kind of money to, you know, for them to research your family history. But he comes up with pictures. I said, that's really something to me, you know.
Well, I mean, if you got the resources,
pictures,
you know, you can,
that's right.
you can do some things.
Yeah.
You know, you can go, you know, to the source and dig up some things. So, yeah, if you got the resources.
You can find
a little extra. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed it today. Did you have any other questions, Jenny or Miss Lucy? Or?
No, I don't. I just enjoyed it. I guess she's super, and it's just been a good, really good having her on today, having to come forth. It's important that we know who we are.
Yes, yes. She's done an excellent job.
Thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And do keep her telephone number.
Right. Anything you'd like to leave us with tonight, Audrey? Any tonight?
You know, if anyone needs help with researching, I can just I'll text Jenny my email address, and you guys can email me, and I'd be willing to help you.
Thanks so much.
I'm Yeah, I'm a resource, and I'm just excited. I hope that this continues as a trend for art for all people, but especially for our people, African American, who are of African American descent, because I think that's what's missing. You know, we're in a world where we seem so close, but we're so divided, and we're so far mm-hmm. apart. And I hope that this helps to bridge the gap and get people to really feel whole.
Very good. Well, give us if you don't mind. Give us your email address now, so we'll have it.
Absolutely. So my email address is ICA Genealogy.
Okay.
So that's GENEALOGY 20. So ICA Genealogy 20 at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Gmail.
And I do want to say I do have a business. I also do this as a business, and so you know. But I'm still working out all. I actually do most of my stuff for free because I just get so much information. But I do have a business.
That means a lot. Yeah.
So there is a fee for getting your assistance. I mean, I'm sure it's worth it. A lot of people, you know, don't know where to start, how to start, and
right.
some people just don't want to do it. You know, they'd rather,
absolutely.
You know, take somebody else to do it. So, you
absolutely.
Know, and I think
so,
it's well worth it if you can document your family history and, you know, just pay somebody to do it, do some things that you may not want to personally do yourself, but you want the information. So, if you got your prices, I'm sure you'll get some calls, you know, just have your prices ready for them and help
wonderful.
As many people as you can. I'm going to be calling you.
Awesome.
I need to put some names
absolutely.
On paper too. You
know, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I need to find some relatives that I don't know. So
excellent,
you
excellent.
And me
well,
both.
Well, here to help.
Well,
thank you,
one thing I would like to say before we go, Audrey is my cousin.
Oh, you know what? You're in the family. It's in the DNA. It's in the
and right, and I just found her yesterday.
Isn't that something?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, it's been a pleasure
that
speaking with you. And
thank you, Miss Audrey.
You are so wonderful
for coming. And what I'd like to say, are you done, Mr. Coleman?
Yes, I think it was a great show talking about how people can connect with their families and the importance of it and, you know, helping people to feel complete. So I think it was a great show. We should probably do a part two of this show as well. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'd like to say you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. And with that,
right.
I will say... Have a great weekend. Don't forget, keep your mask on. The pandemic or coronavirus is not a hoax. It's a real thing. So keep your mask on. And have a great weekend. And we will be talking next week. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Good night.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good night.
Good night.